Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled Affirmation.
The reading is from Mark, the 15th chapter. Jesus showed himself to the 11 and said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation." And so the Lord, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There, at the right hand of God, he took his place while they, going out, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. The good news according to Mark. There is not a great deal known about Mark, but he was not one of the disciples who personally knew Jesus. He was probably brought to the teachings of Jesus by Paul, but he did found the church community in Alexandria. He would have been educated enough to gather the remembered accounts of Jesus and put them in some chronological order. He died in his mid-50s, and he is buried in the Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Cairo, Egypt. In this passage, we have the core statement of evangelization. Go to the whole world, and preach, proclaim the good news to all of creation. So we are called to preach, and the news has to be good. Sin is real, but the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth cannot be separated from our daily life, since we cannot truly atone for our sins. We need to be sorry, but atonement was and only could be accomplished by God in totally taking on our humanity. Consider the lovely statement of Pope Francis. A young boy broke protocol and came right up to where Francis was seated. He asked Francis if dogs go to heaven. Francis said, "Would you like to have your dog in heaven?" "Oh, yes," the boy exclaimed. "Well, then," Francis said, "your dog will be in heaven." Not convoluted, not complicated answer. Just good news at the moment. When someone tells you that they find God in the mountains or in a sunset, we should definitely affirm that, because God is in that sunset, and God set that sunset in motion for each of us at the beginning of our personal understanding or discovery. That is what Jesus meant when he said, "Proclaim the good news to all of creation." My sisters and brothers, affirmation, not obfuscation, is an inner understanding of God in the person affirmed. And that is healthy good news. And when any human individual or group want control, the good news of Jesus becomes a burden. And that really was the thing that annoyed Jesus. Let's all be preachers of hope and affirmation. Let's lift the burden whenever we have the opportunity.